borrowed my little pony toy under my shirt. At school, when my identity didn't belong to me, it belonged to them. The ones who identified my sexuality before I understood what sexuality was. The teachers and peers who bullied me because of where I grew up. The people who expected me to behave a certain way because of my working class background. In the playground where I was forced to learn that some colours are dangerous, where Puff, Faggot, Batty, Billy Elliot were chanted at me. Words hold power. Words shape. Difference is born on the lips. The years I spent controlling my movements, my thoughts, my words, my accent, switching roles to be the masculine working class boy I was supposed to be. Soon I could do it almost without thinking, automatically making an infinite number of adjustments, changes, and corrections. I ensured that no imperfections, nothing that might be viewed as queer or effeminate could leak out. I realigned unconsciously to behave as was expected, to the words that were written so deeply on my body as a child. From birth, I've had to shape-shift, alter my skin, change my movements, morph my tongue, unaware of how pretending to be someone else, of how lips pressed against my skin, would lead me down the path to abuse. In bedrooms under tangled sheets, a place that had no direction, a room where compasses didn't work, coiled together in the shadows, unseen by the eyes of others. Disentangle, retangle. Reliving and denying secrets we couldn't voice. Captives to our own yearning and chaos, the expectancy between us, clinging to each other. The expectancy that the night layered around us. That's all I knew. Hidden touches and gasps under sheets and secrecy. Mornings cast with first light, sun-heated bodies as we drank each other. The evenings lit by unsteady moonlight, the windowpane fronded in frost, the iciness of the words that cracked in the night. The amulets on my necklace around index fingers tugging me closer, closer to harm. The flick between love and hate, so easily slipping between the two. It felt dangerous to me, to be with them, to be us. Away from the eyes and words of the people who would know right, put me in my place, alone with them under loveless sheets, the cupid's bows pulled tight, ready to fire, shot with love, fired with hate, delivered with anger. Yet, I did it anyway. There is power in words and voice. Love can impale, abuse can impale, they strike from lips. But no, that's not quite the beginning of it all. There are many beginnings. It all depends on at what point we start to define ourselves. I wrote that many years ago, and it's something I come back to repeatedly. We think of life, memory, and narrative as something linear. We are born, we grow, love, and lose, and we die. There's a clear beginning and a clear end, but I've come to learn that's not the full story. Trust me, this isn't the beginning, nor is it the end. Once upon a time, I believe the abuse I went through was purely an isolated anomaly, an aberration in my story. It happened out of circumstance, without any other influence or reason. Beginning, middle, end. A glitch to forget and move on. Yet, it ended up being the catalyst for me to examine my life and the influences in it that led me to those events. My exploration revealed that it wasn't the beginning or the ending. It was all part of a bigger chain of events and circumstances that I didn't know about until recently, but have shaped so many of my relationships, including the relationship with myself. Only with time can you peel back the layers. Once there is nothing left to cover it, you see it for what it was. Experiencing abuse so often isn't...